Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
Yeah, my name is John Williamson.
Hi, Mr. Williamson.
Yeah, I was looking on my account and I see why y'all had to debit my the debit card.
Let me take a look for you. Let me see what's going on there. Really quick. May I get your zip code?
63109.
Take a look here for you. Okay, and your first one, I'm sorry, you already gave your name. You said Willie. Let's see. Can I get your last name, please?
Williamson.
Okay. And Mr. Williamson, can you please verify the shipping address?
6224 South Kings Highway Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63109.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, so from what I'm showing, Mr. Williamson, I'm showing that back on March the 2nd, you paid $7.92 for a Hype watch as well as the insurance for the watch. And then I am showing where that was actually a 14-day risk-free trial, and the trial actually expired, and you actually billed $69.97 for that Hype watch you received from our company. Did you get a chance to actually feel the watch out? Did you like the watch?
No, I didn't order the insurance and all the other stuff. The only thing is that I hadn't got something from Amazon. Come out and I had worn the watch and then they said it was $5 shipping.
Yes, and then actually I also went on to state that it was a 14-day risk-free trial with the watch.
Nope, and I did not order that.
Well, yes, we actually have the IP address from where the order was submitted. With that watch, when you paid the shipping and handling, that's the shipping and handling with the insurance and everything, that actually activated a 14-day risk-free trial with our company. That even
what do you mean? No, I did not order that. The only thing that I ordered was, no, I didn't order anything. Amazon hadn't told me that and I hadn't won the watch.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We won the watch by us sending you the watch out by not paying anything up front whatsoever, just paying the shipping and handling to get the watch sent out to you. But there was additional information there on that site where that if you did not cancel within 14 days, then yes, it was going to bill you for the cost of that watch of $69.97.
No, I did not order that. You keep emphasizing it's like, no, I did not order that. I did not order that, though.
I'm emphasizing that, sir, because it's on your order form, and I understand what you're saying. Okay,
Look, I did not call you so I could be debating with you, okay? I called, and I wanted to know how did that get on my debit card when I didn't authorize it. See what I'm saying? And so this is the thing that I'm saying, I don't care what y'all put in there. I did not order that. I didn't order anything. They said that and I had won the watch, and I still got it in there in the box. If y'all want the watch back, I can actually send it back. I can send the watch back. I can send it back, and y'all can just put my money back on my, it's a debit card for the, $7 and something, and I can send the watch back. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here, sir.
Right. And so that's the thing is that, it must be a lot of chicanery and all this other stuff going on. Why would I not be wanting to order something and then have warrants put on something? Is like, I'm supposed to be then all, I didn't even ask for it, and it just jumped up on my, I said phone and they said that you don't want to watch and blah, 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 and click on this and click on this. And then it said for the shipping and I clicked on that and that was it. And I got it in there on the internet is that it was $7. And some change. And that's what was paid. Now, y'all did not have any authorization to go back into my, to put anything else on my, you know, I said debit card, is because BMO Harris must have saw y'all on the dog whip or something, and they really flagged it. So I was just, you know, I was just trying to find out, you know, why did y'all, you know, put that on there?
Yes, sir, and that's what I was trying to explain. I understand your initial question was wondering what happened, and that's what my intention was, to explain why and how it applied. I wasn't trying to be combative or anything like that. I was just trying to explain, because obviously I can hear in your voice that you was not aware that $7.97 that you stated that you did pay for shipping and handling activated a 14-day risk-free trial, and that's how that charge appeared on the account. That's all I was just trying to convey over to you.
And I understand that. So the thing is that, and I'm saying is, I did not activate anything. So, and I guess you don't know whoever that the website was, and I guess is that they must have did that.
No, sir. It could have been a misunderstanding or an oversight on your end there, because everything you're saying is what led up to the charge being applied. Sir, how can I explain? I understand you called in to get explanation, and every time I try to explain, Mr. Williams, so it does not happen to you in the future if a pop-up come across your screen and then you just pay and not know what's going on, because there are a lot of things online that starts off as trials. So I'm just trying to give that insight so this does not happen in the future.
The thing is that, and I'm trying to, you know, I should say though, you know, is that I did not authorize that, and I did not click on all of it.
You wasn't aware, sir. You wasn't aware of what you were clicking on.
No.
Hold one moment.
I was aware that it's supposed to be now, you know, the $7.
I understand. We have crossed that bridge there. I do understand that. I was just trying to get to the other side of that bridge, where that's what resulted in you clicking the $7.97. It resulted to that. Mr. Wilson,
I can mail the watch back.
To get to that point where I can give you that information. You kept asking about what happened, so I was being respectful and answering your question on what happened. I couldn't get to the other end of what I was trying to get to of you mailing it back. I was being respectful and answering your questions, is what I'm saying. But yes, you can return it. I can give you that information if you can hold one brief moment for me, please.
Okay.
Okay, so I do apologize for that lengthy and abrupt hold there, sir. My supervisor did actually mention in regards to the account, just in regards to the $69.97 that was billed. She mentioned to me that in regards to that, we can issue a 35% refund of $24.49, and you can keep the watch. You don't have to worry about sending it back.
Nope. I already called up my, you know, as a bank. And the bank is supposed to be issuing a formal dispute.
Okay, so if you've already disputed the charges, sir, the most I can do is cancel the account and have your bank contact us. Once your bank contacts us,
Listen, I want to know.
We
can issue
you a full refund once your bank contacts us. We just have to make sure that the funds will go through. If I issue a refund today and your bank has already started a process, it will just reject our refund. I don't want that to happen to you, Mr. Williamson. I want you to have your refund back to you. We just need your bank to contact us. That's all I'm trying to get out. If you just allow me to finish what I was trying to help you with, sir. I understand that you're upset about the $70. I'm trying to help you.
No,
you call for my assistance.
No. I am not upset over you know, us the $70. What I am really kind of, you know, frustrated with is that, and I never purchased this.
Okay, sir. Long story short, you have the watch there. We are willing to issue that refund of $6.97. My supervisor just offered that offer there, just in case you wanted to keep it, and we can.
Why are you talking so fast?
I'm sorry. I'm from the South, sir. My grandmother gets on to me all the time about talking fast. It's not that I'm doing.
Right. So the thing is that, and I'm saying is, I did not order anything. And the thing is that, and I'm saying is that I've got another debit card issued. And everything else. And so my thing is that why did y'all even put it on there, you know, especially, you know, when they're not in order?
I tried to explain that, sir, what happened. That's why we're getting the money back to you due to the inconvenience. I did try to explain at the beginning, but you told me not to. You told me that you didn't do that, or you didn't want me to explain anymore.
You know, you just said we will put the money back after the bank, you know, in the contact, you know, has attacked us.
Yes, because if we refund it and
if
your bank...
Wait just a minute.
Sir,
if you want
hold on a
moment.
Let me get to my supervisor because I'm trying to help you, but you're not allowing me to speak here. Hold for my supervisor. They'll be able to give you that information that I'm trying to portray over to you. One moment.
Ooh. Boy, con artists.
Sir, hold one moment.
My goodness.
Okay, so I do have all your information being transferred over. I do want to thank you so much for being patient with me and for calling customer support. You have a great rest of your day.